Cuba is small.
Many artists here in the United States and abroad were heartened by the election of Barack Obama as president. They view him as an advocate for the arts, and some are hoping he'll go further. Musician Quincy Jones has circulated a petition urging the creation of a cabinet-level secretary of the arts. Other countries, such as Britain, France, and China, have a similar office. It's called Minister of Culture. And that made the world's Adeline Sear wonder how well a Minister of Culture would work out here.
French lawmaker Jack Lang knows a thing or two about running a government cultural office. He served as France's Minister of Culture for 10 years, and Lang makes no secret of his admiration for Barack Obama's cultural credentials.
Il est un homme de culture. Il est un homme raffiné.
He's a man of culture, Lang says. He's a sophisticated man, an intellectual, a man of action, too, and a man with positive vision and pragmatism. Lang points to some of candidate Obama's proposals during the campaign. For instance, the idea of creating an artist corps to work in low-income areas or expanding partnerships between schools and arts organizations.
If the people, if the citizen have the feeling that the president himself is culturally engaged for arts, it doesn't mean he will choose a style, he will choose a movement of artists. It means only the president considers that culture, arts, belong to our society, to our dreams, to our conception of the future.
But could the French concept of a culture minister, a guardian of the country's cultural and national identity, really work in the United States? Bill Ivey, a former chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, doesn't think so.
The U.S. doesn't have either the luxury or the curse, depending on how you define it, of thinking of itself as a monoculture. And so we will be forced to take a different approach. The U.S. has never had a very strong sense of Americanness as a national identity. The diversity of the culture, in fact, of our society, has probably prevented us in many ways from dealing with our cultural life in a centralized fashion.
Ivy directs the Kerb Center for Art, Enterprise, and Public Policy at Vanderbilt University. He also led President Obama's transition team for the arts. He says a U.S. cultural official shouldn't try to dictate what's American or even what's art and what's not. Instead, Ivy hopes such an appointee would serve as a coordinator and a policymaker for arts and culture on a national scale.
While I was working in the transition, I advocated as aggressively as I could, not for a cabinet position or an arts czar, as some have called it, but rather for a portfolio that would be assigned to the Domestic Policy Council so that there would be a person in the West Wing at a high level on the president's staff who would have daily concern with the work of the cultural agencies.
That hasn't really happened yet. President Obama has given a staff member in the West Wing limited responsibility for arts and culture. But that's not the high-level position Bill Ivey envisions. Still, Ivey is optimistic the administration will ultimately appoint someone with permanent responsibilities for arts and culture. Meanwhile, as far as former French Culture Minister Jack Lang is concerned, President Obama already has a cultural ambassador to the rest of the world.
In a sense, he is himself a minister of culture, by his words, by his moral, intellectual elegance. He is himself the expression of culture.
For the world, I am Adeline Sear.